In a series of fiery exchanges at the Royal Commission, the head of the Salvation Army in New South Wales and Queensland has been told that his account of a child sex offender police report is ridiculous and beggars belief. The commissioner claims he took a confessed child sex offender to Parramatta Police Station to report his crime to the Child Sex Crimes Squad in 1990, but the police did not lay charges. Today, the Royal Commission heard that there was no such squad there until 5 years later in 1995. Commissioner James Condon also gave evidence that he interviewed a known child sex offender who was a serving Salvation Army officer about new allegations against that officer last year. Commissioner Condon said he made no notes of that interview, nor did he report the fresh allegations to the police. He referred it instead to the organisation's Professional Standards Office. Sarah Dingle reports.
Today, the Royal Commission heard that Salvation Army Commissioner James Condon was aware of fresh allegations against confessed child sex offender Colin Haggar last year. Colin Haggar had already admitted to sexual assault of an 8-year-old girl in 1989. At that time, the Salvation Army dismissed him, then welcomed him back after 3 years, and until October last year, he was working at a shelter for women and children. These new allegations involve different victims. The Royal Commission heard in April last year an email was sent to Major Peter Farthing from a Salvation Army officer, Donna Evans.
Major Donna Evans reported to Major Farthing that when she and her husband were serving in a western town between 1989 to 1983, they became aware of a second-hand report that Mr. Haggar was a nearby officer and had been minding children when the parent found semen in the girl's underwear.
Commissioner Condon said he didn't report the allegation by Donna Evans to the police, but to the Salvation Army's Professional Standards Office, because it was second-hand information.
I don't want to minimise what Donna Evans reported, but it does it talk about rumour or what? I don't remember whether it uses the word rumour or similar.
There was also another fresh allegation, which Commissioner Condon explained to the Royal Commission involved a woman.
Inappropriate, what I'd call inappropriate touching. Touching a woman on the breasts and reaching his hand in between her legs when praying or something.
Commissioner Condon has already given evidence that he has known Colin Haggar for years, being his premarital counsellor and attending his wedding. Commissioner Condon said he didn't report the allegation about the young woman to the police. Instead, he decided to interview Colin Haggar himself.
So you call Colin Haggar in?
Yep.
Just put the matters to him?
Yes.
And what was his response?
He denied it, yes.
And what did you do then?
I don't recall that we did anything further following that.
Commissioner Condon said the Salvation Army had trained investigators at its Professional Standards Office and in its Human Resources Department, but he said they weren't necessarily the best people to conduct such interviews.
Not necessarily.
Why not?
Depends who they are.
Who the perpetrator is?
No, who the investigator is. And what I mean by that is experience, qualifications, understanding of these issues, culture in which they're working, does that, you know, all of those issues.
Commissioner Condon also came under fire from John Aegis, acting for the state of New South Wales. Commissioner Condon has said he accompanied Colin Haggar to the police in 1990 to confess to his crime. Commissioner Condon said he never made any notes of that visit, but he and Colin Haggar went to Parramatta Police Station because it had a sex crime squad.
Do you know that there was no child sex crime squad in the Parramatta Police Station in 1990?
No, I didn't know that.
Commissioner Condon says the police didn't ask the victim's name, Colin Haggar's name, the location of the crime, or press charges.
But I have said to you, sir, that I don't recall the specifics about that.
Your evidence is ridiculous, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It beggars belief, doesn't it, Commissioner?
No,
that the policeman would not have asked for details of the complainant or the family.
No, it doesn't, as far as I'm concerned.
The Commission heard that the first documented mention of that police station visit in 1990 was in February this year.
Sarah Dingle.